Happy Friday, everybody. This is Mike coming to you with a special teaser. Right now, there's a new season of Doctor Who airing, and I've been covering the show with friend of PCMC, Mr. Peter Marsh. We've been reviewing Doctor Who over on his YouTube channel, Comic Books Transformed. Here is just a short clip of one of our episodes. If you want the full show, go over to Comic Books Transformed on YouTube. Are you familiar with YouTube? That's YouTube.com. Check us out over there. And also, get a look at what I look like. Do I look like what I look like in your brain? Who knows?
What's up, comic book fans? Pete here from Comic Books Transformed, where we talk about the adaptations from comic books into movies and streaming shows. I'm usually joined by my good friend Brian, but today I have a good friend right over there, Mr. Mike Bongiorno from Pop Culture Man Children. Hello, Mike, sir. Welcome.
Thank you for welcoming me. I'm glad to be here. It's good to be talking about Doctor Who.
Yes. If Mike's on the show, then we are either talking about Masters of the Universe, Star Wars, or Doctor Who. And So Doctor Who, they just dropped two new episodes. It's for the Series 14, if we're going by like the British way that it was set up. Yeah. But it's also Season 1 now of essentially this new like Disney version.
Yeah, Disney like laid down like, you know those rubber things in the supermarket that keep your groceries from somebody else's?
Yes.
Disney like laid one of those down and it was like, forget the rest of that BBC shit. Like this is, we're on Season 1 now.
Yes, yes. And boy, does it feel like a different show. I was going to say, there's
money,
a song.
The money's on the screen, baby.
It really, really is. It's funny because there's that song at the end of the second episode. It goes, there's always a twist at the end. And I think in the case, there's always a middle-aged white guy that's going to get upset about what's happening to his beloved franchise.
Yeah.
And as middle-aged white men, it's funny because we're going to kind of offer the, I'm assuming, the opposite opinion here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not here to tell you about how I don't like drag queens.
Yes. Okay. And so we'll get to the maestro in the next episode. Right off the bat, the Doctor is, I feel like, dramatically different from the Doctor and yet very much the same as the other incarnations of the Doctor. What do you think?
I think Chudigatwa has a very almost like dancerly physicality, like the way he spins around his heels a lot and he like he's snapping and he's obviously like he's not big, he's lean, you know, very thin, but you could tell he's like in very good physical shape. He's maybe the most healthy or in shape Doctor, and he's using his body in this great way. It's almost like his body's part of the TARDIS. Like when he's like doing things in the TARDIS, you really feel like there's no limitations to his physicality.
Absolutely. That's a really good point. I mean, he does these sort of moves that you would expect from like a dancer where he like throws out his chest and throws his hands up and, you know, he spins on his heels, like you said. He's got this energy. You know, the Doctor for the last few incarnations, it was kind of this character that seemed like he was old. And even though he had a young face, like he had Matt Smith's face or David Tennant's face, but it felt like an old man behind that young face. Now the Doctor feels like he's been reborn and he has all this energy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. The thing with Matt Smith was he kind of was like, he was like the youngest guy to play the Doctor at that time, but he did play him old and grumpy. And then Capaldi kind of was old and grumpy.
Right.
And Jodie Whittaker's young or middle-aged, but she played the Doctor with a kind of like a wisdom.
Yeah,
to her, he's like reminds me of early Tennant. He's really like bouncing around.
Yes, agreed. I feel like every Doctor incarnation, they are influenced by a previous Doctor incarnation. Do you think that's the case?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we know Tennant was really influenced by the person who's his father-in-law, who was the
fifth Doctor.
Fifth Doctor, yes.
Peter Davison. Davison, yes. Peter Davison, yeah. It's like Pete Davidson, yeah.
So I don't know, maybe Shooty is influenced by Tennant, I don't know.
Maybe. Do you know if Shooty is a big fan of the franchise or not?
That I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah. It seems like every person that's been on the show, they always have been like a huge Doctor Who fan since they were kids.
I think to people living in the UK, it's like Batman. You know, I think like you probably can't find a lot of people that aren't in some way Doctor Who fans.
Yes, agreed, agreed. They get the references and stuff. It's like osmosis. It's in there.
Yeah, right.
So the Doctor has a new companion. It's Millie Gibson. She's Ruby Sunday. I was going to ask you, what do you think about Millie Gibson's performance? Are you enjoying her as a companion?
Yeah, I she's very cute in a I don't mean that really in a physical way, but she's very cute in her her sort of delight in things. She every once in a while the show feels like it's renewed itself. Not just, and it doesn't necessarily happen when there's a new doctor or a new showrunner, but just every once in a while something happens where it just feels like there's an effort to make it to start again.
Yeah.
And maybe because this is not like the Disney era, it's starting again. And I feel like she's a very good avatar for new audience members.
Agreed.
They do something in the second episode, The Devil's Court, which was something that the fourth doctor did with Sarah Jane, which is he brings her to the future of the time stream they're on. Because she says, well, let's not worry about this problem because I'm from the future and the bad thing didn't happen. And then he takes her to the future and she sees how desolate it is. That exact thing happened with the fourth doctor and Sarah Jane. And I thought, what a cool thing to redo, because it's a good way to teach the audience this is how time travel works in this world.
Yeah, I actually was going to ask you about that because I was a little bit confused about one thing. So in the first episode we're going to talk about, Space Babies, it begins where he takes Ruby Sunday to like prehistoric Earth.
Uh-huh.
And there's a butterfly, and I'm pretty sure Ruby is the one that steps on it.
Yeah.
The butterfly like seemingly dies, and then she all of a sudden is like this butterfly creature, as in like her actions did that. It's very reminiscent of Ray Bradbury's A Sound of Thunder. Do you know that story?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
It's about time travel, and you can like walk on this path that's like in your time machine, and you can like observe time. But if you step off it, you could like step on a bug and change the history of the world.
Right.
And so I'm pretty sure a person steps on a butterfly in that and changes the history. Right.
Yeah.
So what was kind of confusing me, and I want to get your take on this, was she steps on a bug and it changes her appearance. But then the maestro steals music in the next episode, but she's still intact. So my logic behind that was because she stepped on the bug herself, that altered her future. But because the maestro changed time, she was still kind of protected because she was the doctor. Right.
There's also a kind of throwaway joke where after the butterfly thing happens, which there's something else important about that I want to get back to.
Sure. After
the butterfly thing happens, the doctor goes back into the TARDIS and he flips something and he says, I forgot to flip the butterfly contingent switch.
Okay.
Which again, doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, you and I have a running joke, which is that every time we record, we bring up Star Wars and specifically The Last Jedi.
Last Jedi. Hell yeah.
Because like The Last Jedi, and we like to make videos that anger people and nobody likes and nobody wants to watch.
Yes, right.
So
boy, mission accomplished right now.
Yeah, it's already there.